From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 15th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, September 12th through Monday, September 15th. The New York Daily News reported health officials are warning parents statewide of the respiratory virus EVD68, which has now been confirmed in more than a dozen children in New York State. The virus has no specific treatment or vaccination and can result in hospitalization. EVD68 can compromise infants, children with asthma, and adults with weakened immune systems. The rare virus has spread to the Northeast after infecting nearly 100 people in other states. The virus is transmitted through close contact with an infected person or by touching the mouth, eyes, or nose after touching a contaminated surface. Symptoms include runny nose, fever, sneezing, coughing, and body aches. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends the following steps to prevent the spread of the virus. Avoid close contact with sick people, wash hands often, cover coughs and sneezes, avoid touching face with unwashed hands, clean and disinfect surfaces, and stay home when you're sick. Ryan Anglim reported in the Daily Mail, Darlene Calandria, pre-K teacher at Hunter Elementary School, has been named the New York State Elementary Classroom Teachers Association's Pre-K Teacher of the Year. Calandria has been with the Hunter Tannersville Central School District for 33 years. She has taught pre-K for the last 5 years. Hunter Elementary School Principal Melinda McCool said of Calandria, her enthusiasm for instructing children and her passion for excellence is beyond remarkable. The Daily Freeman reported the State Tourism Office has launched the season's first fall foliage map. The map provides updated information on where the autumn colors are emerging across New York. The initial reports from field observers say fall colors are beginning to appear. This weekend, the site reported Green County spotters in Lanesville predict a 20% color change, with greens becoming duller and lighter and shades of red beginning to appear. According to Empire State Development, 25% of all travel to New York State occurs in the fall. Updated foliage reports are posted every Wednesday afternoon at iloveny.com. The Register Star reported Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene Counties is seeking new members for its board of directors. One position would represent Greene County for a one-year term. The second would carry a term of 3 years and present Columbia County. The board meets once a month, alternating between the Acre and Hudson locations. Nominees must have their primary residence in Greene or Columbia counties and be 18 years of age or older. Applications must be received by Friday, September 19th for consideration. For information or an application, call 518-622-9820. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 68. Tonight, showers likely mainly after 5 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 51. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Tuesday, a chance of showers mainly before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 69. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 69. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. And Thursday will be sunny with a high near 67, Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 6:36 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:04 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 28 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the third Monday of the month and WGXC is just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Athens Town Meeting is at 6:45 p.m. at the Community Center at 2 First Street in Athens. You can call 518-945-1052. The Austerlitz Comprehensive Plan Meeting is at 7 p.m. at 812 Route 203 in Austerlitz, 392-3260. The Canaan Planning Board Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 Route 5 South in Canaan, 518-781-3144. The Germantown Town Board Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. The Greene County Legislature meetings of Government Ops and Finance Committees plus Party Caucuses at 6 p.m. at County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. The Greenville Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Offices, corner of Routes 32 and 81 in Greenville, 518-966-8276. Taconic Zoning Commission meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 518-851-7638. The WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee meeting is at 5 p.m. at the Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street, 2nd floor in Hudson, 518-697-7400. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 15th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.